The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
If you would take your Bibles, go with me to the book of Psalms, and we're going to Psalm 92. Take your Bibles and go with me to the book of Psalms, and we're going to Psalm 92. I'd like to leave a thought with you here this morning as we are in our chapel, and that's this. Sometimes there's a difference between giving thanks and being grateful. Sometimes there's a difference between giving thanks and being grateful. Mom and dad say, now kids, what do we say? Or maybe it is your great aunt or grandma gave you a present, and when you opened it up, inside was socks. Or maybe you got the sweater. Or maybe it is you got a fruitcake. I'm thinking of some holidays and times perhaps that you get a gift that you're not 100% totally thrilled about. The appropriate response is thank you, but inside maybe you're not 100% feeling all the gratefulness. It's kind of nice. Okay, that's fine. I'll let you cringe with me for just a moment. When my wife and I had been married not quite 2 years, I actually was a residence manager of Ballard. And before we left for Christmas break, we were going to have a Christmas, just the two of us in our apartment. And so I decided I would buy her two presents for Christmas. The first one that I was going to give her would not necessarily be one that she would fully appreciate. I bought my wife a handheld vacuum. She opened up her present after she gave me something that she was sure that I was going to like. And I could see in her face, her expression. She always said, now don't ever give me appliances for Christmas. I was a young guy, still learning some things. Now, I actually did have a real present to give to her, but it kind of messed up the real present by getting a response or reaction that wasn't exactly what she was looking for. And quite honestly, it was a little bit mean on my part. We're in Psalm 92 this morning. The Bible says, it is good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. We're not going to look at the entire portion of the psalm, just that first section here this morning, as we're contemplating this idea that there's a difference potentially between giving thanks and being grateful. We're not always 100% grateful for the things that we may tell somebody thank you. Coming up in just a couple of days is a holiday that traditionally lots of times we'll say thank you to somebody else. Maybe it is you have family traditions, or there are activities that you do where you maybe put up, my daughter here this last Thanksgiving for her kids put up a thankful tree. And there were these leaves that she had cut out and had the kids color prior to us getting together to have a meal. And we were supposed to, sitting around the dinner table, write something on the back of one of the leaves that we're thankful for. And then we would add those to the tree, largely so her daughters could see that at the end of the meal. But we hung those leaves on there, something we were thankful for. We say thank you to lots of people. In the founding of the day, the intent was to give thanks to God. I'm sure that all of us that are here, we would agree that God has done great things for us. I'm sure that there's nobody in here that would say, God hasn't done anything for me. It's not that we have a heart that hates the things of God. You're at Pensacola Christian College. But sometimes we're not necessarily grateful for the things where we say, thank you. What's the difference Really, it's an issue of the heart. The psalm that we're here looking at, Psalm 92, we're told is a psalm that they sung on the Sabbath. The Sabbath, the seventh day of the week. The Sabbath, the day that they're going to worship God. The Sabbath, the day that when they would make sacrifice before the Lord, there'd be twice as many sacrifices as there was any other day of the week. In gratefulness to God, in worshiping God. As we approach a time, and by the way, we ought to be grateful and we ought to be thankful all during the year. But at a time that is regularly set apart for us to be thankful, maybe it is that we just go through the motions. Like, this year's been so strange already. This year's had so many things in it that maybe we didn't ever expect. And so we're just going through the motions because maybe we won't be together with 100% of the people that we were with last year, or perhaps the way we've done things before. But I'm asking you a question this morning. We're aiming in the direction of a question this morning that has more to do with whether or not inside you are grateful than whether or not you'll give thanks. I can say the words, but maybe not feel it. It's good. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, the psalmist says, and to sing praises unto thy name. We read those words. And in fact, I enjoy the portion of the words in verse 3 that talk about an instrument of 10 strings upon the psaltery. We're imagining Bible times, probably a harp, a lyre, something along those lines, an instrument that has strings. And today we even had some participate with their guitars this morning. Stringed instruments, praising God. It's good to do it, but what's on the inside matters a whole lot more than just what we do. Upon the instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, upon the harp with solemn sound, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. When the psalmist, who is leading people in worshiping God on a special day in the week, when the psalmist thinks about what God has done for him, he says it makes him glad. I would note this morning as we look at this particular psalm, that the psalmist is not saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. By the way, it would be good for you to give thanks. The psalmist is not saying, let's praise the Lord together. Instead, it's more testimony for himself as he writes these words. How about you this morning? Are you grateful? Are you currently in the state of thinking about what God has done for you? And does the simple thought of that bring from you a desire to go ahead and to God say thank you? To God express gratefulness for what it is that he's done. When I was a senior in high school, my family was going through some challenging times, difficult times. My dad had been disabled, and it came to Christmas time, and my parents told me even the night before Christmas, I'm the oldest of five kids, Mike, when we get to Christmas, we don't really have a lot to give to you. We did a couple of things for your brothers and sisters. We want to make Christmas special to them, and you're a senior now. You're getting ready to graduate. I knew the condition of our family, and I was not in the least bit hurt by the fact that mom and dad were going to do something for my baby sister, or that mom and dad were going to do something for my brother and sister that were 8 and 7 years younger than me. When I got to Christmas morning, not really expecting much, mom and dad had a present they wanted to give to me. I wasn't expecting them to give me something, and they gave me what was kind of a somewhat heavy object, a little bit bigger than my Bible, kind of heavy, and had a present on it, and they said, Merry Christmas. And I wasn't expecting anything. And when I opened it up, my mom and dad had given me a bright new, brand new, shiny copy of the Family Word Finder, the Reader's Digest Thesaurus. I'm grateful. I'm going to act like it. My brothers and sisters, they have some things, and mom and dad hadn't done anything really deluxe for them. But at the same time, it's one of those I felt like just saying thank you because you're supposed to. Didn't really have much thought or knowledge of what a thesaurus was at the time. And remember, it's prior to the days of internet and Google. It's prior to the days of being able to quickly go online your phone and check something out. A thesaurus was a book that would give me synonyms, things along those lines. As a senior in high school, I probably wasn't thinking much about that. And I wasn't entirely grateful, though I said thank you. I knew they had put some thought into it. There wasn't much that they could do, but that's what they gave to me. When I got to college, my freshman year, and we actually had to write papers. Some of you in freshman English class writing now a paper here as we come to the end of the semester. I found out that thesaurus would help me be a better writer than I was. I was from Parkersburg, West Virginia, from Marietta, Ohio. I didn't know a lot of big words, and the words that I knew, I didn't say the way everybody else around here said them. Over the next couple of years, actually through the next several years of college, that book grew and grew in its value to me. I still have it today. I still use it sometimes. When I was a pastor, I'd pull that book out and I'd be looking for a word. There's something about holding a book and you're looking through synonyms. I had a lot of memories in that book. Over the years, I became more and more and more grateful for something that I had said thank you for a number of years earlier. I didn't have the feeling, and by the way, we want to be careful about making all of our Christianity about feeling. In fact, it's not about your feelings. But the feelings, they grew in gratefulness. My appreciation that grew in a sense of even expressing it. I've told my parents thank you for that thesaurus on more than one occasion since then. It didn't necessarily mean everything to me that they had intended. Now, mom and dad knew what they were giving me, but I didn't know exactly what it was when I received it. The psalmist says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord." I hope that here today, tomorrow, we have another special chapel. I hope as we approach Thursday that you do give thanks. But more than giving thanks, what I'm hoping you do is you have well up inside of you in your heart a grand appreciation for truly what God has done this year. How God has protected you this year. How God has provided for you this year. How God has allowed you to learn lessons this year that, quite honestly, under lots of other circumstances, you may have never learned that lesson. Some ways I'd like to forget 2020. But maybe it is that 2020 is the very year, in fact it is, 2020, the very year that God intended for you for this stage in your life to shape you and make you be who it is that he would have you to be for years and years to come. Are you grateful? Are you ascribing great worth and value to what it is that God has done for you? The psalmist remembers the loving kindness of God. The psalmist remembers the faithfulness of God. He sang about it and led others in singing about it with his instruments. But in verse 4, he says, "For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work." Look around today. Look around as you go home. Look around as you finish the semester. Think about the words of the song that were sung for us here just a moment ago about what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. "Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work." Inside, there is something that's there. I appreciate, in fact, appreciate in such a way that it's bringing me joy. I am glad for thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. I'm going to do the celebrating because of what you've done. I'm going to celebrate because of what you've done. Mom and dad, on those days gone by, might say to you, as somebody gives you something, what do you say? You say, "Thank you." Well, Thanksgiving, what do you say? Well, you say, "Thank you." But the question is, are you grateful? The question is, are you grateful? "For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." There really can be a difference between giving thanks and being grateful. Will you be grateful as we enter this season this year?
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.